Today's Your Daily Prayer Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Remember Your True Identity by Rick Warren. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Galatians 5:13. God did not make you to be what someone else wants you to be. God didn't make you to be what your parents want you to be, what your girlfriend or boyfriend wants you to be, what your spouse wants you to be, or your boss, or your friends want you to be. God made you to be you. If you're going to become all you can be, you have to refuse to be defined by others. You must be defined as a child of God. Hebrews 11:24 says, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter." Moses had an identity crisis. He was born a Hebrew slave, but raised as Egyptian royalty, the grandson of Pharaoh. When he grew up, he had two choices. He could pretend to be Pharaoh's grandson for the rest of his life and live a life of luxury and fame and power. Most people today are living lies. They're trying to be people they're not. But Moses refused to live a lie because he was a man of integrity. He insisted on being who God made him to be against all kinds of peer pressure. Here's my question for you. Who are you letting determine your identity? Is it your friends and family? Some of you have parents that died years ago, but you're still trying to live up to their vision for your life. Some of you are hanging on to what some ex-husband or wife said to you, and you're trying to prove that person wrong. Some of you are trying to keep up with what social media and culture and the competition says you should be. Make this resolution today. I resolve that no more will I let other people press me into their mold. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, and I'm going to fulfill the plan that God has for my life, not somebody else's plan for my life. Friends, that is real success. Real success in life is being exactly who you were created to be and nothing more. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that I would stop trying to find my identity in anything other than being your child, a child of the King and a citizen in the kingdom of God. Thank you for this amazing grace in my life. Lord, help me see the minute I start placing my identity in something else, my children, my career, my marriage, my gifts and talents. Help me in those moments to remember that all of those things, even though they are good gifts, will never satisfy me in the way you will. Help me keep you before me in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.